Okay, our next presentation is entitled Optimal Timing for Sequential Mesotrione Application to Control Annual Bluegrass in Newly Seeded Kentucky Bluegrass. K. Venner, S. Hart, C. Mansu, Rutgers University, and K. Venner will be presenting.
Thank you, Dr. Henry. Particular study was part of my master's thesis research that we performed over the past 2 years up at Rutgers. Okay, so I'm going right into the meat of potatoes. The problems with annual bluegrass: it's a winter annual clump-forming weed that in the summer can show higher sensitivities to drought, to stresses, to wear, to insects, to diseases. And requires more nutrients and water to maintain throughout these summer months and to survive droughty periods. It can tolerate very low heights of cut, which are issues on putting greens because it can form seed heads at 1/8 of an inch. Problems that are caused by annual bluegrass that can impact humans. During stressful periods, it can die off, and on athletic fields, this can lead to athlete injury if you trip and fall in one of these voids. On golf courses, it can impact playability, especially when the seed heads form. You can't get a good ball roll. And other weeds can also colonize these voids, impacting both playability and safety for athletes. In sod production, these infestations can economically impact the sod, making it unsalable if the infestations are bad enough. So currently, there are several controls for this weed, both pre and post. Benslide, prodiamine, and dithiopyr can be used as pre-emerge, but you can't plant back into them without waiting for their residual to end, and a lot of times they take quite a while. They can and will severely injure newly germinating turf or immature turf. There are a few post-emerging controls, ethofumisate, bisphenobarbital sodium, and permisulfuron. These do work on established and newly germinating plants, but they can be inconsistent due to weather. Permisulfuron and bisphenobarbital sodium need heat to work very well, and ethofumisate has safety issues in certain cool season turf species, so low rates need to be used, and you can't get consistent control from that. So there is a new chemistry, and we had a very good introduction to mesotrione. It's labeled for use in maize and more recently cool season turf grasses. It can be used on golf courses, athletic fields, sod farms, and most recently home lawns. It's a broadleaf control and annual bluegrass. Well, some annual grasses could. Crabgrass is one of them, and annual bluegrass is what we are looking at. It's been developed by Zeneca initially and now manufactured by Syngenta under the trade names Callisto and Tenacity. It's a 4SC. So the mode of action, again, it inhibits the formation of para-hydroxyphenyl pyruvate dioxygenase, which functions to catalyze the reaction between HPP, which is hydroxyphenyl pyruvate, to homogenisate, which disrupts the formation of plastoquinones and therefore carotenoids, which leads to this bleaching symptom that you can see here on broadleaf plantain and here on immature tall fescue. So in turf grass, it's been found by Askew et al. And others that it's safe for use on cool season turf at the 0.56 rate, which is double the label rate, and you can use it at seeding or on immature turf grasses. We want to make sure, I want to drive home the point, you can't use it on creeping bank grass. It will take it out, and we actually used it on our research farm to remove bent grass from one of our Kentucky bluegrass fields, as you can see here, and it does cause the characteristic bleaching, and I believe it was a month or two after this photo was taken, we did take out the bent. So previous research, this is going to just kind of precede my research. These studies were done 2 years before I arrived at Rutgers, and we built off of the results from this study to perform my master's study. So Dr. Hart compared Tenacity applied pre plus 4 weeks after emergence and pre plus 4 plus 8 weeks after emergence at rates ranging from 0.14 to 0.56 kilogram product applied per acre. Or hectare, I'm sorry. So I'm just going to break down this chart for you really quick. We have our ANOVA table at the bottom, and as you can see, rate and timing were significant, but they were not significant when combined together. So what I wanted to just kind of show you was that as rate was increased here from 0.14 to 0.56, you can see that control did increase in both our rating dates in December and in April. And you can also see here that the pre-emergent application controlled less of the annual bluegrass than the pre plus four or the pre plus four plus eight, which were not significantly different. So we were able to conclude that you only really need a second sequential application. Here's just a picture to show you. There, it's kind of difficult to see because they took this in the winter, but there is a lot more annual bluegrass in here at the low rate just applied pre than here at the highest rate just applied pre, and then this is the control. So the higher rate definitely does have an impact on how much annual bluegrass you have in your treatments. And then here's just kind of driving home that the low rate doesn't really do all that much, but you can see here that having the second application drops the annual bluegrass down slightly. Okay, so just to summarize the work that Dr. Hart did, they found that it does have the potential to control annual bluegrass at Kentucky Bluegrass Establishment, but it's the rate that really has an effect, and you need a sequential. You can't have just one application and expect to have season-long control. So this is my study. This is one of our fields here. I believe this was the spring of 2010, or I'm sorry, fall of 2010. So we know that we need two applications. The question here was that we don't know exactly when this application has to go down. We know we need two, we just don't know when. So what we did was we looked at the post-application going down anywhere from 2 to 10 weeks. So we did a two-week interval, 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10 weeks after the turf grass emerged. So our materials and methods, we did this at our Adelphia research site in Adelphia, New Jersey. Holmdel sandy loam is the soil, 2.2% organic matter, and a pH of 6.7. The soil was prepared by disking, and then we pulverized it with two passes with the soil pulverizer. We seeded Midnight 2 Kentucky bluegrass at 245 kilograms per hectare with a drop spreader on September 3rd and September 16th, both years. And then we fertilized it planting with 10-10-10, and again on the 19th and 20th of November. So we had the pre plus post sequential. We had three different rates, 0.21, 0.28, and 0.42 kilograms per hectare. We kind of did within the ranges of the label. We did these again at 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10 weeks after emergence, after the pre was applied at planting. We did include Activator 90 as our non-ionic surfactant, 0.25% volume for volume, but only on the post-applications. We used a CO2 backpack sprayer with a EVS nozzle tip, which delivered 375 liters per hectare at 222 kPa, and we did walk this back and forth in each plot. Our experimental design was a randomized complete block with four replications, and the plot size was 0.9 by 1.8 meters. And this is just driving home that I really did get it at 2 weeks, and I believe most of these were on Thursdays. So here's the 3rd, the 24th, the 8th, the 22nd. We were able to do roughly two treatments per month. These were the results from my particular study. So again, we have the ANOVA table here at the bottom, and we did see the same thing, that rate and timing were both significant, but when you combine them together, they aren't. So here we can see that the rate effect was significant, but only at the highest rate here. And this is where we've kind of run into not necessarily a problem, but we were a bit confused when we saw this data. So right here in 2010. In the spring, we were seeing that we got really good control in our two-week treatment. and that control decreased as we thought it would, and then it increased towards the end. In the following year, we saw a trend that we expected. So this is just driving home the rate effect for you folks. The higher the rate, the better control. And here's just a photo of the highest rate here, and this is the pressure that we were dealing with. There are a lot of winter annuals in here, but you can see the annual bluegrass. There's some here. It's all over the place. We have very high natural pressure in this field. If we let it go, it's pretty much a solid stand of annual bluegrass. So basically what we found is that, again, you need to increase the rate to increase the control. But we weren't able to observe a definitive trend across years for these post-applications. But we were able to see that in both the years, the 2 week after emergence treatment did tend to show the highest level of control. Okay, so we were able to conclude here that that the application rate of mesotrione was much more important than the timing in this particular study. And then the results of our 2 week after emergence application across years did suggest that we needed to control the initial flush of annual bluegrass, that it's the most critical time for us to control the weed. We also thought that the tillage, the method of tillage that we used, our pressure, and applying to bare ground may have contributed to these heavy flushes that we were seeing. And then, you know, we really weren't seeing germination throughout the entire season. In 2010, we did have a warm snap. In the fall of 2009, we had a warm snap in November, so we think that maybe we also might have missed that flush with our application rates. And I'd just like to thank the Rutgers Center for Turfgrass Science for funding, Dr. Hart and his technician, Carrie, for helping me out as much as they did with the study, Dr. Meyer and Dr. Murphy for serving on my committee, the farm crews at Adelphia for taking care of this stuff for me, and Syngenta for also partial funding and for manufacturing the compound so I could work on it. And I'd like to take any questions. This was an escape.
The
question was, how do we prepare our site? We disked at the field, and then we pulverized it with two passes with a pulverizer, a rhododaron.
Do you think all the poles come back to seed?
Absolutely.
You show in the data 60% control. Do you think that there's the lack of, you know, you're not achieving 90% control or what do we expect? Was that because of the high pressure of coanuin and spawn?
The question was, why we think we got only 60% control in our fields instead of 90 or higher. We do think that it's because we have such intense pressure in that field. We don't seed into it. Those photos, it really is that intense of a pressure in that field. We do think that you'd see higher levels of control on a sod farm where annual bluegrass has previously been controlled, and you've knocked the seed bank back.
Thank you.